Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Stanger's here. Michael Bundy Stanger is here. He's the author of The Coaching Habits, Say Less, Ask More. He's a senior partner and founder of Box of Crayons. That's an interesting name for a company, isn't it? That tells you a little bit about how he looks at the world. He's also the author of Do More Great Work, and he's our good friend, Michael Stanger. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, delighted to be back. We had such good fun last time. It's nice to do a second round with you.
Absolutely. So you're a coaching expert. You're a global coaching expert. You're literally helping people to become better coaches. You're developing, you're helping people around the world, in fact, develop the concepts of coaching, the power of coaching, the need for coaching.
Right.
And I was telling the audience before you got here that when you think of coaching, you think of it both ways. You think of being the coacher and the coachee, right?
Right.
So as you think about coaching as a discipline in the marketplace, put it in its proper place.
Yeah, so the first thing is to just recognize the difference between saying there are coaches out there, you know, executive coaches or life coaches, and they kind of run a business around, I'm going to coach people. And then there's what the rest of us do, which is show up, run a business, be in a business, be part of a business. And those are the people who I'm most interested in. Not the executive coaches, but just ordinary people running a small business, part of a small business, whatever it might be. And my goal is to help people not be coaches, but to be more coach-like. And that's a really important distinction, Jim, because a lot of people, when you say, hey, I'm going to turn you into a coach, they're like, that's the last thing I need. I'm trying to just do this
thinking,
or be a manager.
They're thinking of a profession, and you're thinking of a way of life.
I'm thinking of a way of being a leader and a manager that's more effective for you and for the people that you lead. And, you know, there's a guy called Daniel Goleman. People may not know the name, but he's the guy who kind of made popular the whole idea of emotional intelligence, which I bet most people have heard of.
Yep.
And he says, look, there are actually six leadership styles, and great leaders know how to use all six styles, but most leaders only use one or two of those styles.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching is one of those leadership styles, and it's the least utilized, even though it has a direct impact on kind of engagement, a direct impact on culture. I think it's number two or number three in terms of driving bottom line results. So coaching is simply a management tool to help your business flourish, because if you're the manager and leader, being more coach-like, it honestly allows you to work less hard but have more impact. If you're the person being coached, it actually allows you to feel more empowered, more capable, more efficient, and allows you to get on and do things and grow in a way that you might not otherwise do.
It sounds to me like in order to make all this happen, the grease that makes all this happen, makes this all this move around easily, is respect.
It's hard to do this without respect, for sure.
That if you're going to be a coach effectively, the people who are around you are going to have to respect you not only as a person but your ability, and then the other way as well, the person that you, if I'm going to spend my time with you, I need to believe that you're worthy of that time.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, you know, one of the things that we do in our coaching programs at Box of Crayons is when we start talking about what coaching is, I say, look, let's start off by you telling your partner a time when you were well coached. What does that look like? And people come back with a list of things, and always on that list is exactly what you're saying, Jim, which is, I respected the person, they kind of walked their talk.
Because in any given day, we get a lot of stuff from a lot of people, don't we?
Yeah.
And only some of it sticks.
and it's a pretty small percentage that sticks. I mean, it's much less than the thing. I mean, that's really, when it comes down to what am I trying to make a change in this world, Jim, it comes down to this. I want people to stay curious just a little bit longer and rush to advice giving and action just a little bit slower, because that's what we all default to. Let me tell you what to do. Here's my ideas. Here's what you need to do. Get out and go and do it.
One of the things that I do identify in your questions and in your approach to this in your book is that you can't be a coach without being curious.
Right, exactly.
That curiosity thing. That's pretty deep in your thinking on this, isn't it?
Yeah, so in the book, The Coaching Habit, we've actually stripped away all sorts of things that sometimes come with the idea of coaching. And we said to people, look, if you have these seven good questions and you know how to make them into a habit, into a daily act, you're really going to elevate the impact of you as a manager and you as a leader. And, you know, what is a question? A question is just a vehicle for driving curiosity. So you're spot on, Jim.
So, to me, this is something that a way of telling maybe if you've got the right people, because if you've got someone who is not curious enough to want to find out how to get better, or curious enough to want to know what you think, if you've been around the block a few more times than they have, if they're not receptive to that, maybe you got the wrong person in that job. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that could be it. You know, I think one of the things to notice is not just receptivity, but just to realize that if you're looking to increase the impact, increase your scale, giving advice is not scalable. Because at a certain point, there's only so much advice you can give, and you can't give advice to everybody all the time. You need the people around you to be self-sufficient, to be autonomous, to be willing to take some chances and do some thinking of their own. So as much as anything, it's a willingness for you to say, how do I, as a manager, as a leader, trust my people more often whilst having a safety net to make sure they don't do anything stupid.
And I was just going to say, as we go to a break here, as if I could say something to millennials, and this is having employed many of them,
right,
and planning on employing many more because I love them, I would have to say, be more curious about things that have gone before. What do you think?
Right.
What do you think about that, Michael?
I think that's right. I mean, honestly, we're so driven by action and busyness and urgency.
And the content that's coming in over the transom right now. Just what's happening right now. Not as much about context. What do you think?
Right, exactly. So just spending a bit of time understanding the past, staying curious about what's gone before and what's really needed now, can really drive success on both sides
right.
of the conversation.
The book is called The Coaching Habit by Michael Bungay-Stengner. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Michael, what's the difference between coaching and mentoring? Is there a difference? Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Come together right now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.